My foster parents didn't just teach me to fish. They taught me that persistence and patience pay off. They didn't just teach me to bake the perfect birthday cake. They also taught me to measure and meet my own potential. They didn't just teach me to garden. They taught me to plant seeds and watch them grow. And they didn't just teach me to walk. They taught me to stand on my own 2 feet. Foster a child and change their future. Visit youthvillages.org/foster.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Yeah, Michigan School. Welcome back. Old School, 93.7 The Ticket. Yeah, it's just like are we that weird that we've become numb to that? High school shooting in Oxford Township, Michigan.
Eyes closed.
Because he was feeling it. He was like he's like the little girl that dances in the shades. With the shades on.
Man, I like that song.
You didn't rap to that one, though.
I know. I orchestrate which songs we play when, just to boost the mood.
Can you rap to Eric B. and Rakim?
I don't know that song.
I'll answer that for him. Negative.
You underestimate me, Jay.
Well, you enunciate too much to do what they do.
Yeah. I enunciate way too much to sing any song.
So I'm not. Do you think we could get him to do Know the Ledge?
Pumps
no.
And a bump.
No.
Yeah, it would be criminal, wouldn't it?
Yeah, don't even disrespect the song.
Okay, it's too good. Update, we have sold 7 shirts, Jay.
That's too low then. How 7 many 44 shirts, though? It's got to be 28 44 shirts.
2.
So you got 26 more to go.
We're going
to
get you going, man.
You got Wendell Tyler going to go left.
Theticketfm.com. You got Clinton Porters to go.
No, we don't want nothing to do with Clinton Porters. We'll take Wendell Tyler.
Preston Pearson.
Or we'll take Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon was 26? Yeah, he was. Yes, he was.
Before he started rapping.
Robert Smith.
Yeah, Robert was all right.
Who else was 26? Who was that for the Raiders?
Van McElroy.
But the defensive back.
Yeah, Van McElroy.
Was it McElroy?
Yeah,
is that who I'm thinking
26.
About? I think in old school. I thought old school was 26.
Oh, you're talking about the corner.
Like with Old Man Willie.
No,
and
Old Man
Tatum
Willie was 20.
Tatum his and son, Atkinson.
His
and
son played at, I think that was Atkinson because his son played at Notre Dame.
George Atkinson. Okay.
Then you had your boy Williamson from Green Bay. He was
the hammer. Hammer. Talked all that yada yada and got run out the building. He got ran out the building. Rod Woodson might be the best 26.
Yeah. And he had the biggest pads for a corner ever. He had linebacker pads.
He really did. Him and Mel Blunt. Kelsey says, my favorite 26 is Kyle Korver.
Hey, what about – you know what a good trivia question would have been for you, Nick?
What?
What team did Dick Knight Train Lane play for?
Ooh. Money.
I don't even know.
Do you know what position he played?
Besides Dion, he was the first lockdown corner. The only thing about him, he would knock your head literally off. Mm-hmm.
Put you to sleep.
Try to.
Wore the old scarlet and gold. 49ers.
You good?
Yeah, I caught a leg cramp real quick.
Just a lot of noise coming over there. Just like these chairs don't make that much noise.
The hamstring locked up, boy. You see how quick I moved.
Thank you, Gus.
You were like that one guy running.
Thank you.
The hamstring locked up.
Detroit Lions, not 49ers. My bad.
Yeah, Detroit.
It's the Lions. One of their few greats. Him and Lem Barney. Nick's laughing. Jay cramping.
You gotta hydrate, man.
Yeah.
Hydrate. Eat the bananas.
Yeah, I need to do something.
You don't got your trail mix in here.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I haven't had trail mix all week.
I was in a rush.
Well, were you busy today before you came?
Yeah. I'm going to let you go ahead and handle that, Nick.
I was busy.
I'm going to let you go ahead and handle that, man.
Stop being so nosy, man.
I'm not. I'm trying to find out more about you, Jay.
You are?
I am.
On air and on these airwaves? That's when you're asking me? You got 22 hours in a day and you're going to use these two to ask me?
All right, man. If you want me to call you every morning at 8 a.m., I'll give you a jingle.
All right, give me a jingle.
he's at not practice.
See, but I don't know that. I'm trying to learn more about him.
Practice at 8 o'clock in the morning.
He's at not practice at 8 o'clock in the morning.
I am not at practice at 8 o'clock in the morning. I can promise you that.
You want to get to know Jay, get to know him this Monday night.
What's that?
Patriots and Bills.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's on. I wish little Radio Raheem Rico could get out the house without changing
he can't
diapers.
Come out of the play. He doesn't have a house pass. He didn't get a house pass.
He didn't hall pass. We could go watch it at the one of the sports
upside.
Bar, upside.
We go to upside.
Watch them Bills just break off into the Patriots.
Actually, you know what?
We're
going to be at Upside Monday doing live remote.
Oh, then
next
there it
Monday.
Is.
Oh, perfect.
Monday night. So we're just going.
There's no right. sleep till Brooklyn.
So if you're a Patriots fan, Bills fan, or just a ticket fan, we'll be at Upside Bar.
Might even wear my Bills jersey up in there.
See, look at him flexing.
Come I'll on, be there man. Playing Keno.
This is where he goes to 4-8.
Right, like every now and then
he was ascending to 8-4, then he just flipped right there.
He can't even protect himself.
No,
he was just like
he had 20 more minutes to complete the mission.
Hey, you can't hate on it. So a listener, I don't know if I ever told you this story, DP. A listener DM'd me on Twitter and was like, Nick, I've been in a dry spell. I need a couple numbers.
Couple numbers of
so
what?
So I've got for Keno.
Now he is officially 1-11.
He is officially Detroit
so,
Lions.
Detroit
so
Lions.
Get this.
Detroit
so get this. Lions. So I sent him a couple numbers to play for Keno, and he won 3 out of the first 4 games.
Wait. Jay, who says I need some numbers because I'm happy?
My foster parents didn't just teach me to fish. They taught me that persistence and patience pay off. They didn't just teach me to bake the perfect birthday cake. They also taught me to measure and meet my own potential. They didn't just teach me to garden. They taught me to plant seeds and watch them grow. And they didn't just teach me to walk. They taught me to stand on my own 2 feet. Foster a child and change their future. Visit youthvillages.org/foster.
Having a dry spell, and they're talking about Keno. Who's like, we went in a full other direction.
That's people DM on me on Twitter. They're asking about Keno.
Like, I thought dude was like, hey, man, I'm having a dry spell.
Right.
Like, you know, I don't know if dry spell was the actual word.
Hit me with some phone numbers, right? Numbers. I was like, phone numbers.
So okay. I gave him a couple. Now I'm getting it. All right. I see what you guys are laughing at now.
Dude's like, come on, Nick, hook a brother up. He's like, okay, I need them digits. He goes, 24, 37, 52. Dude's like, that ain't enough numbers, Nick. What are you talking about?
That's just where my mind's always at.
So Monday night, Upside Bar and Lounge will be there. They're doing a jersey raffle, so they got some nice stuff for you. We'll hook that up. But Jay, what happens? What happens if Buffalo loses Monday night?
I ain't even thinking about that. It's not happening.
Well, you said they were the best team in football.
Well, then they're going to go ahead and bust that foot all up in you know what. That's what we're going about to do.
So do we need
properly.
Nick, do we need to ask Rachel for Rico to have a hall pass to come out for that night?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, why not?
Right?
Do we want Rico up in there?
I'm not sure they want Rico.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Rico.
Are they mentally prepared for that?
I'm not sure they want that.
Yeah, bring little Mars Blackman up in there, man.
And then, of course, you know Jake's coming, so he can just agitate both of y'all.
He's going to agitate
both of y'all.
Jake going to mess around, get thrown through it, like Barkley did that cat down in Orlando, get thrown through the glass window.
Who? Yeah, right. Right. He's like, I don't know. The dude was talking too much. who's going to have more fans, Buffalo or New England? At the bar.
Oh, probably New England, just because everybody's a fair weather fan, and you know, Tom Brady had been there, so you know they're gonna have more fans. But that's all right though. That's cool. They can have as many fans as they want. We just know what we about to do. On Monday night, prime time.
Did you know what you were about to do with the Jacksonville Jaguars too?
Yes, I told you what they did. Half the team went out the night before.
That's right. In Jacksonville,
and they got the harsh lesson. In any given Sunday, you can get beat, and they got beat 9-6. In an NFL game, you lost 9-6
to Jacksonville.
To Jacksonville.
Like, if you had lost 44-41, I'd have been like, okay.
Yeah, they were on. And, yeah, you know. There's nothing we could do, and we were matching, so we can kind of have some 9-6. I mean, that's like the most boring tape ever.
That's
just
the
went
worst
three
game
and out,
tape.
Three and out, six plays, punt. Okay, yeah, we had another turnover. We gave up a field goal after two or three plays. All right, defense, we hit every one of our goals, but we still lost.
What's the worst game you played in? And it would probably be pro.
Oh, yeah. I was at Houston. And this is with David. I remember this like yesterday. We went out and played Pittsburgh, and it was kind of, you know, like a Pittsburgh day, overcast. We were the 4:30 game, 3:30 Central, and that's when, I mean, they had like Clark Hagans, Joey. I mean, they were stacked. Brett Kiesel, Casey Hampton. I mean, they were that was their Super Bowl, and I think it was either Maddox was the quarterback,
Tommy Maddox.
Maddox was the quarterback, and then they had Antoine Randall-El. So we go up there, and you know, we know when David Carter, we knew we had to, if we couldn't give up no more than 17 points, right? So we go up there, they come out the first play, they try to run Jerome Bettis, boom, we sat him down like 10 yards lost. So we get off the field, next series they come out, try to throw a hitch on Aaron Glenn, crib, pick six, right? Come out again. Boom, another one. We are 14-0, defense scoring. Well, the offense had 20 yards of offense total, and we won the game. At that time, it was an NFL record. We had scored 21 points on defense. We had 96 plays in an NFL game. 96 plays in an NFL game. And I remember David Carr the next day at the locker room, the defense is that was on us. We need to do better. Marcus Coleman stood up. He was like, you need to do better. He's like, y'all need to do effing something. He's like, you know what I'm saying? He's like, we've been out there for 96 plays. Then we got mad at Dom because the next, you know, practice we had, we were in full pads. And we were like, hey, look, man, we still trying to recover from the game, you know?
Hey, Jay.
What? What's that?
Two more just went down.
Two more what?
Two more jerseys.
But you gotta hit the 28 to Jay Foreman, so I don't really care.
It's a Jay Foreman.
So what are we at, four?
You're at nine.
Jay.
Nine Jay Foreman jerseys?
Chippy Von Chipster. That's
no,
what
no.
We about to – it's
on,
about
on,
to be
–
by Monday
come
at
on,
6 p.m.
Come on, fan base. Come on. He just bought two more. Like, come on, man.
Monday at
come
6
on,
p.m.
Come on, Jay Foreman. Jay Foreman.
How many Jay Foreman
See, so, do we need a running tab now just to keep him nervous for the next couple of days?
He's anxious.
Who's Big Sky talking to?
Strick. He's getting Strick ready. Tell Strick to stop flexing. He up in here like flexing in the background. Yeah, flexing. He's coming up. We'll throw it to break.
I'm surprised he hasn't done a show from a yacht yet.
That's the next thing coming. It really is the next thing coming. So, guys, go to theticketfm.com, hit the shop button. These shirts is out there. It's happening. More old school. We'll close
Man,
it out
crazy.
After the break.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
My foster parents didn't just teach me to fish. They taught me that persistence and patience pay off. They didn't just teach me to bake the perfect birthday cake. They also taught me to measure and meet my own potential. They didn't just teach me to garden. They taught me to plant seeds and watch them grow. And they didn't just teach me to walk. They taught me to stand on my own two feet. Foster a child and change their future. Visit youthvillages.org/foster.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.